As always, our good pal from MERS News joins us at this time every Monday. His name is Kyle Malin. Hey, Kyle, how's the weekend, bud?
Oh, weekend was fine. How was yours?
Good. I finally got the lawn mowed. So, that's a good thing.
How long does it take you to mow your lawn?
It depends. Now, my son helped out, so we were about an hour and a half, because I get meticulous around about the trimming and stuff like that. I'm a little anal about that, but, okay. We were out there.
It takes me about 15 minutes.
Oh, well. Yeah, we have the sprawling palatial Austin family compound, so there's that. Speaking of a family compound, people ask me, how do I come up with that? Because I've used it for years. Remember the Kennedys? Every time they would talk about the Kennedys, they would talk about the Kennedy compound. Right? Yeah. New Hannah's Port or whatever, one of those ports out east. And I thought, I want a compound. And so, yeah, the Austin family compound. RFK Jr. is in, he's on the ballot. When's he in the state campaigning? Is he here now?
He was here this weekend. He hosted a comedy show fundraiser in Royal Oak that appears was fairly well attended. It was an event to raise money for his bid for the presidency, and now that he is on the ballot as the Natural Law Party's nominee here in Michigan, he is set to be on the ballot here in November.
So that's a question I have. Okay. I better get a party affiliation of some kind. Can't he just say, no, I'm independent? It's because now he's on the Natural Law Party, which I know nothing about. I know natural law. But would he have to be on that party's ballot in every other state now?
No, because he was nominated by the Natural Law Party in Michigan. And so they've nominated him here. The Natural Law Party has really kind of fizzled out since it was first, born in 1992. It was created on the principles of using transcendental meditation to create a unified field of the laws of nature. And, you know, it's new agey stuff, but their policies are fairly kind of they're kind of more related to government hands off, but also compassionate. A compassionate government is kind of how they how they fall on the issues, and they're not all that far off from Robert F. Kennedy. But it's an advantage for him to have the Natural Law Party nominate him because. To be just an independent, he would need to pull together 12,000 valid signatures. And it would have to be more than that. He'd have to collect probably 20 because the Republican and Democratic Party would fly-spec the heck out of his petitions and do their darndest to try and knock him off the ballot. And even if he got all the signatures and everything was fine, you would have to spend a lot of money to get the signatures, first of all, and then you have to spend a lot of money on the legal front to defend the signatures. And, you know, that's time and resources that he doesn't need to spend anymore because now the Natural Law Party, which has been on the ballot in Michigan for cycles going back to 1992, it's pretty open and shut. It's a pretty open and shut case. So he doesn't have to have any of those costs. Those costs can now go to other states where he'll have more intense battles to get on the ballot.
Well, he's got name recognition. He's got, who is his running mate now? He's got that lady. What is her name?
Nicole Shanahan.
Yeah.
California businesswoman.
Okay. But he had entertained, I know he even talked to Mike Rowe. Remember Mike Rowe? He's still around. The Dirty Jobs guy?
He talked
to him about being his vice presidential running mate.
He talked to Jesse Ventura, too.
Yeah, Jesse Ventura and the Green Bay Packers quarterback, former quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Anyway,
yeah, right.
Here's the thing, though. If we're true and say, hey, anyone can run for president, which is kind of a falsehood because you got to have so much money and all this stuff. But I give him some credit for playing the game. Is he just a spoiler?
You know,
yeah.
He could be, but here's the thing. We don't know really who he's going to be the spoiler for. So let me just go through this new polling from the Marketing Resource Group from last week. It's got Donald Trump at 37%, Joe Biden at 34%, and then Kennedy at 13%, and then Jill Stein at 2%, and Cornel West at 1%, and undecided at 8%. But then when it's just Joe Biden and Donald Trump head-to-head, their margin between the two of them isn't all that different. So it's not like Ross Perot was clearly taking votes away from George Bush. And it's not like, Ralph Nader taking votes away from Al Gore. It's not as clear-cut as those two instances. He's taking votes away from both. And that's why both Republicans and Democrats are squeamish about Robert Kennedy, is because they know that Kennedy takes votes away from their guy, but they just don't know how many. And they don't like the unknown. And that's why they've been fighting him, ignoring him, kind of alternating tacks on how to approach Robert Kennedy.
I know very little about the guy because I haven't really looked at his policies because I thought, no way. I mean, yeah, he's just third party guy. Yeah, it never happens. Should we take a serious look at him? I mean, he's a candidate.
It's up for the voters. I mean, he is running a serious campaign. I will tell you that. He is running a serious campaign. He does have access to resources. He does have an independent PAC that is spending money on his behalf. He put out a Super Bowl ad. So this isn't like, some regular third-party candidate. It's not like their last presidential candidate, Rocky De La Fuente, or their one before that. I mean, this is somebody who's got some name, and it's got appeal because there's so many people who don't like the two major party options. They find both candidates uninspiring. They're either tired of Trump's shtick, if they ever liked it to begin with, and they think Joe Biden has checked out, and it's basically Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's running the White House. So they don't like either option. So Robert F. Kennedy comes from a prominent family. He got his act together, seemingly. Some of his positions, like on the vaccinations, was a little wacky. But, hey, you know what? At least he's got his act together.
What's his wacky? What's his position? What's his position? What's wacky?
Well, it was... He was not a vaccination guy. He felt like the vaccinations were forced upon people, and people should not be taking them if they don't want to.
I'm on board with that. What, you tell me I'm wacky?
All right. Well, there you go. Take a look at him then. maybe he's got some other positions that you like. But that's where he went crossways with the Democrats, just in general, is that Democrats were more kind of lockstep, get the shot. Shut up and we're all going to be safe. And he didn't take that position at all.
Where does he land on abortion? I don't know anything about him. That's the thing.
I don't know that much about him either, to be honest.
So I think a lot is going to have to happen. He's going to have to do a lot of here's who I am, here's what I stand for kind of stuff. But it's interesting. I would say that, do you think maybe he's the most serious challenge since Ross Perot to the two-party system?
Or Ralph Nader. Or, Gary Johnson gave it a good heave-ho in 2016, wasn't it? When he ran as a Libertarian, the former New Mexico governor.
I don't remember that.
Time will tell on this, because a lot of times people like Gary Johnson or Ralph Nader, they'll start polling pretty high. And then when it comes to the ballot box, people really take a look at the choices and are like, yeah. And then they kind of feel like folks like Nader or Johnson are a wasted vote. Whereas Ross Perot actually did have significant support until he dropped out and came back in again. And then, got 19% or something like that. So, he could be. He could be the most significant one since Ross Perot. But we'll have to see if he continues, if the fire catches or if it starts to fade. And a lot of that will depend on what state's ballots he's on. And right now, I think he's around 10 or something like that.
All right. MERS News. Check him out. He's our pal, Kyle Malin. We talk about it every Monday. Michigan Information and Research Service. Look him up and subscribe. A lot of great articles there. Hey, Kyle, we'll cut you loose. Thanks a lot, pal.
Hey, you bet. We'll talk to you later, Mike.
All right, see ya. 1320 WILS. Mike Austin back in a minute.